So this is the administrative King County land use meeting of May 14th, 2025. Our first item of business is the Tom Avant is the applicant. And it is a BEC simple boundary adjustment with no easements. It is for Block D, Little Ponderosa Ranch, lots 24 and 25. All revisions have been made, and we approve this application and project. It is ready for final Mylar and recording. And we don't even have to open it up for comments, is the weird part. We don't have to have a public hearing, so. Okay, with that, our second item of business is Kirk. Simple boundary adjustment. Tom Avant is acting in behalf of the applicant. This is an Able Acre subdivision for lots 45 and 46, decreasing lot 45 and increasing lot 46. All items are in order. They've been approved by the King County engineer in this case, is Civil Science, and myself, and it is ready for final recording. So that project is approved also. Okay, and now the third item that we had on our agenda is the rural and improved split for Carpenter. That is an incomplete application and will have to be postponed to the June administrative land use meeting. The fourth item of business is for the Cedars at Alton subdivision. Do we have Jim Guthrie or Steve that was going to call in for our meeting? I do not see either one of them online, and it is 4:02, only 2 minutes. So is what I will do is we're going to go over to the Gateway Development subdivision. Tom Avant is acting in behalf of the applicant for the Gateway Development. This is for parcel 3-5-34-2, and they are creating 26 lots. On 58 acres, and they will be zoned minimum residential 2. Mm-hmm. On the Gateway subdivision, we still have a few items that the civil engineers have not approved. So, Mr. Avant, we'll make sure that we get the last couple of items that we need to have that. We are waiting on the Garcane feasibility letter still, and the access approval from UDOT, and addressing from the GIS department. He didn't get back with Chris. And so those are the items that we need before they can go on to final plat. So once I receive those items and the final review letter from Civil Science, Tom can move forward with final plat. So I am approving the Gateway preliminary plat with the addition of the few items that we need. And with that, we're going to go ahead and see if Jim Guthrie or Steve's online, and it doesn't look like either one of them, and it's now 4 minutes after. So as what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead with Tom Avant acting in behalf of the county engineer at this point. And as what we have is the Cedars at Alton subdivision, preliminary subdivision plat. We are considering the Cedars of Alton an incomplete application. We did send them a notice, but we went ahead even though it was an incomplete application and let them, we reviewed it and did revisions. There are still needed items, so we're going to turn the time over to Tom to go over those items. Cresta will be listing those so that we can get those missing items to Mr. Guthrie and Steve, so that we can consider this application complete and move forward. So we'll turn the time over to Tom.
Okay, so a couple things that they are needing is they're still needing an updated on disposal report from AGC with the numbers, with the test pits, lot numbers matching the plat. And we also need new lot layouts and possible septic designs, how the septic systems will fit on some of these lots because of the steepness. It appears some of these lots, including lot 4, 3, 11, and 11, may not have the ability to have a suitable site for percolation. So that needs to be verified. We need an updated title report. The title report we have is approximately 3 years old. And the owner has indicated that there's liens listed on the title report that are not currently on the property that have been cleared. So we need updated title report for that. As stated, that there may be some issues with septic feasibility on these lots. A new will serve will be needed, or not will serve, but on-site sewer treatment feasibility letter from the health department needs to be provided. The plat we just received about 20 minutes ago, and we've reviewed it, not thoroughly, but we've done a cursory review. And there are some things that still need to be addressed as far as owner's names and the acknowledgement and owner's dedication. Legal description is still the overall full property. And then we have, we still need a will serve for the mail service. And it appears that they have a location on the northeast corner of lot 1, but that needs to be verified. And then the utilities need to be shown. All the utilities, only utility shown is water. Drainage needs to be indicated. And in review of plan and profile of the roads, the slope from Ashbrook Drive onto Alton Road is a very steep slope that, does not have adequate runout to Alton Road, which could cause an adverse weather, could cause cars to slide into the Alton Road. Also, there are lots, for example, lot 11 is 25 feet above the planned road. So that area is cut down 25 feet. And then lot 9 is raised almost 30 feet from the roadway, and it doesn't appear that there's an accessible driveway area to that lot. And so that, plus a few other things, once we do a final review, still need to be addressed before we could recommend approval.
Okay, so Cresta will have those items. We will send the audio to Mr. Guthrie and Steve so that they can have an itemized list of the remaining items that need to be addressed before we can consider this like a complete application to trigger our review process under Utah State Code. Seeing that there's nobody online, we will go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 4:09 p.m. on May 14th, 2025. Thank you.